with full service across the globe. In-flight entertainment includes Jet Into Work, featuring Jet from More Music in the Morning with Nick Harcourt and Jet. With daily departures at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, there are many options when flying. Thank you for choosing SoCal Sound.
We continue on KCSN with On Point, CSUN's news and public affairs show produced by CSUN journalism students.
You are now watching On Point, a news and public affairs show from California State University, Northridge.
Hello and welcome to CSUN's On Point. I'm your host, Laura Gerritsen. Almost half a century ago, President Jimmy Carter declared March as National Women's History Month through a presidential proclamation. And in 1987, Congress officially designated March as Women's History Month. Since then, it has given us the time to reflect on the contributions and strides women have made, including in the media space. To speak more about what it's like and what it takes to break the glass ceiling, we are joined by three incredible women who work in the industry. Our first guest is an award-winning radio journalist and a California State University Northridge journalism professor. She spent three decades at KNX Radio and was the first woman in KNX Radio to be named Morning Drive Anchor. Sitting right next to me is Professor Linda Nunez. Our second guest is an incredibly seasoned anchor and reporter for Telemundo 52. Her storytelling skills have earned her notable recognition from the Associated Press Television and Radio Association and 8 Emmy Awards for her in-depth coverage of landmark events across the nation. Joining us in the second chair is Telemundo 52's morning anchor, Sandra O'Neill. And our third guest is also part of the NBC Universal family. She's one of the very few women who gets the privilege of being the eye in the sky. She's just one of two female helicopter reporters at NBC for Los Angeles. Sitting next to her NBC colleague is chopper reporter Julia Deng. Linda, Sandra, Julia, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Of course, yeah. I would like to start with you, Professor Nunez. I just kind of want to, you know, get your background and your upbringing and why you chose journalism.
Well, I grew up here in Southern California, and I grew up actually listening to the radio station I ended up working for. I grew up listening to KNX, and I was always a news junkie, loved news, wanted to know everything that was going on in the world. Went off to college, went to Berkeley, and realized then that my path was going to be a little different, because I met a person at that radio station I worked in, Berkeley, and I said, you know, I really don't want to leave California, because I know the path to journalism is you have to leave, you have to work somewhere, probably in the Midwest, and work your way to either coast. And I thought, I don't want to do that. And he said, why do you have to leave? I never left. And so I took that to mean, well, I could stay in California. And so my path was a little different, and lived here all my life, never wanted to leave, and was lucky enough to get a job in Los Angeles, where I grew up.
Amazing. Sandra, I'm going to pose the same question to you. What was your upbringing with journalism?
Well, I worked at LAUSD first as a teacher's assistant, and I loved that job. I loved teaching. You know, I thought I was going to go into education. I love children, so I thought, hey, this is going to be like, this is my calling, right? But then I started working in radio, like Miss Linda. I just fell in love with it. When I started studying at Long Beach City College, that's where I studied first, and taking classes in radio, it was just fascinating to be able to come up with your own ideas and your shows. And I recorded a few things, and even showed some of the coworkers at the school where I worked, or had them listen in this case. And it was just, they were amazed at, you know, what we were doing at school. And I think they, one of them said, hey, you have the talent. Why don't you become a reporter? You're always involved with the parents, the committees. And I thought, a reporter? Wow, that sounds fascinating. So I started in radio for, you know, a couple of years. And then eventually I moved into television. And sure enough, I've loved reporting ever since. I became an intern at a TV station here in LA. Like Miss Linda, I was concerned that I had to move somewhere else. And thankfully, this was a very small station where I started. And it was like a stepping stone for a lot of us to move into bigger networks and or, you know, local stations in this case. And I've loved it ever since. I know I anchor now, but I still report. That's my passion, just telling people stories, going out there, meeting people, interviewing them, meeting either their needs or getting to know what they're, you know, how they're sharing or how they're improving the world. And to me, that's just amazing to be able to do that. And that's basically what I've been doing.
Awesome. And then, Julia, finally, what made you want to pursue journalism?
I have been a storyteller my entire life. I was the kid who wouldn't stop talking in class. I was the kid who would pepper people with questions. I always wanted to know, but why? But why?
Aww.
Tell me more. And I thought I was going to end up being a writer. I saw a career path for myself in newspapers or magazines. But I was fortunate enough to land an internship before starting college at USC. So I was at Cape Town TV News in South Africa, and they taught me everything from the ground up about TV journalism. I had never written for TV before. I had never seen a teleprompter. I never shot my own video, edited my own footage. But the day I walked into that newsroom, it was electric. And you're both smiling and nodding because I think you've felt that energy before where you just know this is it. This is what I was made to do. So from there, I went on to USC. I was part of Annenberg TV News there, and that studio looked just like this one. And I did end up going off and doing the small market tour. I was in West Texas. I was in Indiana. And then when the opportunity came up to come back to LA and to report from the helicopter, I thought, this is a dream come true. I remember News Chopper 4. I remember all the news helicopters flying over the USC campus when I was a student there, and I would look up and think, you know, maybe one day for a story I might get to go up and do a stand-up from the helicopter, you know, just tape something. I never thought I would be able to do that every single day.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, I would kind of want to stick with you because I'm so curious, how do you even dip your toes into helicopter reporting? What does that have, like, how do you break into that kind of career field?
I had absolutely no helicopter experience before I started doing this. And I applied on a whim. You know, I heard about the job opening, and I remember I wrote a cover letter and sent it to the president of the company. I guessed his email address. I didn't have any contacts. And I opened my cover letter by stating, you know I have no experience for the job that I'm applying for, but here's what I can do. And here is what I think storytelling and live news coverage can stand to benefit from having an investigative reporter as your eye in the sky. So they taught me everything, again, from the ground up. So we do all the technical work in the back of the helicopter. We do the camera controls. We do the microwave transmission. We're listening to everybody on the headset. We've got voices coming in from all the scanners, the news desk, news operations center. So they got me trained up in a matter of weeks. And I started on the weekend shift. And every day, you know, you're learning something new.
What challenges have you faced in that career field?
Oh, every day is something new, something exhilarating. And I think if you go into it that way and you see a challenge as a learning opportunity, you know, that keeps it fresh, that keeps it fun, that keeps you on your toes. What I love about this job in particular is the unpredictability. Because you go in, you do the morning traffic hits, and then you have no idea where the day is going to take you. I mean, you were here waiting for me because we got launched on a high-speed pursuit. So you go up, and you really don't know when you're going to come down.
Wow, that's amazing. Have you faced any challenges in your career fields that you feel like you could share?
One of the biggest challenges for me was opportunities. When I applied to KNX, I was told by the news director who did the interview, he said, well, there's maybe one opening a year, and that's because somebody has either died or retired. I mean, it was a legacy station, so once people got there, that's where they spent their entire career. And it just so happened when I applied, somebody was retiring. And when I got hired, I noticed that there were only two women on staff who were on the air. There were plenty of women behind the scenes. They were writers or, you know, office staff, but only two women on the air, which I thought was, it's like, why is that? So that presented a challenge because, you know, why are there only two of us? Is there room to grow? Is there room to move? You know, so that was pretty eye-opening at the time. Now the industry has changed and there's women all over the place, which is wonderful. But back then, it was like, wow, I felt really fortunate that I had the opportunity, but you know, there were only three of us. Like, there needs to be more. I mean, that was my thoughts. Like, where is everybody else? You know, so that was probably the first challenge I faced.
Sandra, do you? I think Ms. Linda has very important points because I remember also when I started. I think one of the challenges when you start your career, it's like salary, right? You get paid nothing, but it's the learning experience. It's just being out there doing what you love and just getting that experience you need, no matter what market you're working in. So that eventually, you know, if you're not patient, that eventually could become a little problem, or depending on your personal situation. And you have to be assertive and just ask for those raises when necessary. But I also see the changes in the women's role in news. I remember when I started, it was mostly male anchors, yes, accompanied with a female anchor. But if it was like a morning newscast in the network or anywhere else, if it was one position, it was usually a male position. Yep. Now I feel like that's changing, and that's thankfully better for women to have that main opportunity, right? In our morning news, we have two women now. We're the anchors, like two women anchors, and that just changed recently, you know, and other stations are seeing that, and they're going, hey, you know, this is working. I think they have this charm and this just team, you know, work that they're doing. So so I feel like that's very positive for news right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I love to see that. I remember when Hoda and Savannah started co-anchoring. And beyond it just being two women sitting on the anchor desk together, I think shaking up any kind of norms, right? Any kind of expectations about who should be doing what. I love that.
Awesome. Very good. Very good.
So I guess my next question would be, how do you overcome those obstacles?
Did we all just sigh together? I think we did.
We did. I think we all have kind of a common thread here. Well, you let your work speak for itself, you know. And as a woman in a male-dominated newsroom, I pretty much had to be flawless because I was under scrutiny because, I'm only one of three, right? And so that's when working hard, you know, will pay off. That's when keeping your nose to the grindstone will pay off. And in so many ways, you have to outdo everybody else, you know, because at first you're thought of as, you're the woman, you're the new woman in the newsroom. And then eventually, through hard work, it becomes, wow, she's a good journalist, irrespective of gender, right? So that was pretty eye-opening to have to do that, but it was good though, because it taught me how to persevere, taught me that I had to prioritize, you know, my life, and it's luckily it's all worked out. But I definitely set some goals that I didn't know were available, you know, that were achievable in a male-dominated newsroom. And I thought, you know, if I want to be morning anchor because I think I can, then I should be able to have that opportunity. And one of the goals that I did set for myself was I wanted to be morning anchor within 5 years of getting there.
Oh, wow.
And I did it in four.
Congratulations.
So I was very proud to hit that milestone. But, you know, when you go in and you're one of a handful of women, you get looked at because, you know, what are you doing here? You know, so you have to prove yourself. And so that's, you know, that was probably one of the biggest obstacles I had to overcome.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're a trailblazer. Yeah. You're an inspiration.
When we come back, we'll discuss the challenges these women faced in their careers and how they paved the way for future journalists. You're watching On Point. Welcome back. Thank you for sticking with us. Before the break, we learned about our special guests and how they got to where they are today. After hearing their stories, we now turn to our guests and ask, what were the biggest challenges that came with pursuing a career in media?
One of the biggest challenges I faced was being a woman of color. And I was instantly looked at as a quota hire. In fact, I had one of my colleagues call me a quota hire to my face. So that was an interesting time. And that's why I had to let my work speak for itself. Because when you're branded as, oh, she's only here because she's a minority or because she's a woman, and, you know, that was, you know, you hear stories about things like that happening, but when it happens to you, you're like, wow, that really happened. And so, again, it goes back to working very hard and working so hard, outdoing everybody else, you know, and I think I kind of use that as fuel, I guess, just to prove I wasn't there just because of the color of my skin. So that was a very difficult time because it, it was, when I think about it now, I think it's funny, that somebody would ever consider me that, you know, because we live in an age now where it doesn't matter, right? But back then, you know, years and years ago, it did. So I guess I had to prove that I wasn't a quota hire and I deserved to be there.
You let your talent speak.
Yes, the hard work, right?
Yeah.
And Miss Linda is absolutely right on that sense where, you know, sometimes you feel like somebody's not going to take you seriously. Mm. Sometimes when you're starting, you know, you're working with very experienced people and you want to really make them proud at the same time as you're learning. And yes, I think there are mistakes made along the way in the learning experience, and I feel like, you know, that's a challenge for news reporters as well, like myself, just getting the facts right, getting everything, learning everything you need to learn about the, you know, topics that you're talking about. I feel like it's not just the pressure of the job, it's like your responsibility to be prepared. And I feel like I personally found it to be more of a challenge once you become, a mother, like, for example, right? Because you're balancing everything. You still want to be the most professional person that is there in the newsroom. But at the same time, now you have a family. So, you know, it's a combination that it's tough. You know, it's not an easy combination to do. But I always tell people that I meet, you know, it's doable. You can do it. Maybe your schedule might change. Like in my case, I worked in New York for a few years, and I actually had the overnight schedule. I had to be there at 2:30 in the morning, but it worked for my family, for my husband, for my kids, and I managed to do the, you know, combination balance that we're talking about. And now I'm back to working at 3 in the morning. My kids are older now; they're actually adults. But I feel like it could be a challenge at one point in your life, but it's doable. And, you know, for women out there that are wondering, that are starting their career, am I going to be able to have a life next to this very demanding career? Yes, it's doable. Yes, you can do it. And, you know, you just got to be organized and balanced and try to have everything in an agenda, you know, your own agenda and calendar. But it's doable.
It's a constant juggling act. And I do think the bar is set higher for women. The bar is set higher for women of color. And a big challenge for me when I first started reporting was coming to terms with the fact that people don't just judge me on the basis of what I produce. I mean, they also consider what I am. And I think understanding that, but then redirecting my focus on my work, on my mission, on the craft, that has kept me grounded. And over the years, I've learned to not be bitter or resentful about that bar being set higher. In many ways, I'm grateful because, like you said, Linda, it's pushed me to do my best. Yep.
Do you believe you've produced stellar pieces because of the drive from feeling like you have to not necessarily prove yourself, but just to prove that you are talented within your career and you're made?
I'm sure that has contributed to my drive. I try not to dwell on that. Yeah. And I think in our line of work, the best thing that we can do is to focus on the people whose stories we're telling.
How do you feel the industry has evolved, and where do you see it going in the next 10 years, especially like for women?
Well, there are a lot more women in newsrooms now, mm-hmm. which is a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was there at a time when there weren't that many. And now women are all over the place, not only on the air, but behind the scenes. You know, they're the bosses, they're the news directors, they're the general managers. They own stations now, which was an opportunity that was not to be had 30 years ago. So I see that as a wonderful evolution of the business, because we have had so many obstacles to overcome just because of our gender, which isn't fair, but it was our reality, right? So I think we've proved ourselves. I really do. I mean, look at the three of us. You know, we come from backgrounds where, you know, we didn't take traditional paths, or maybe we came from, you know, different mediums or whatever, and here we are. You know, we got here, and we're staying here. We've proved that we can do the job regardless of, you know, our gender. And I don't know. Maybe it's wishful thinking on my part, but what I have always loved about radio is that it's a true meritocracy. It really is based on your talent, and not how you look or what you wear or your gender. It's based on your talent, and it's just wonderful to see that there's so many women involved all across the different platforms now.
Yeah, and also that credibility, right, Miss Linda?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, especially news, just with all the years that you were in radio, I mean, it's really admirable, and so it's definitely an honor to be here with you, for sure. And I feel like that, just that hard work that we're talking about, will pay off eventually, you know? And I also feel like it's a learning process, even after all these years that we've been in this media. In my case, I feel like the young generations are, and the technology are just coming in strong. I feel like, now I'm asking my kids for, mm-hmm. you know, hey, how do you use this app? How do you use this? Because it's changing. There's this evolution of using, you know, social media now. It's very big, especially, you know, with breaking news, what's happening. You go to your social media, you share something. I feel like that's new, and you know, in my sense of seeing, and I feel like I'm never going to stop learning. As long as I'm here in this, you know, in the news, in this business, I feel like we're always going to be learning from, you know, the youth, like, mm-hmm. that are coming in to the news. So I don't know. I just see that as grandiose and as something positive, as long as we always stay with, you know, what's the truth, like,
right.
Nothing made up or anything like that.
100%. I think the media landscape is constantly changing. And one of the changes when it comes to gender roles that I've really welcomed is how I see women looking out for each other now.
Right.
I think it was a lot tougher when it was one or two women in a newsroom, right? And you felt like you had to protect your perch, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Now, I see people sticking together. I see people reaching out and lifting up other women who are just getting their start.
Awesome. My next question for you ladies would be, you know, with your vast experience in the media industry, what's one piece of advice that you wish your younger self knew?
Wow. I have to think about that one. That I wish my younger self knew. I think what I would tell my younger self is it's going to be okay. I think when you are trying to establish your career, you worry about so many things. Am I making the right move? Do I leave the station? Do I go somewhere else? Did I say this story right? Did I take the right angle? There's so many things that you question yourself about. And I would say to myself, you're on the right path. You did okay. And it's going to be okay. You know, I think a little anxiety is kind of a good thing because it keeps you on your toes. You know, like I tell my students all the time before they go on the air at the campus radio station, it's okay to be nervous because it keeps you sharp, mm-hmm. right? So, and kind of having the anxiety about being in the business keeps you sharp, right? But yeah, there were many sleepless nights and so many times wondering, oh, why did I do this? You know, I could have done this package better, or I should have said this word on the air, you know, differently. But in the end, it's going to be okay, you know, and it's all going to be worth it.
We were a little nervous when we started here. We're like, ooh, we're usually not the people that are being interviewed, right? And so that's a change. So yes, it's definitely, you know, normal to feel nervous at times. In my situation, I feel like I would just tell myself, you know, live the moment at its fullest. Take it seriously, especially when you're doing news. Some news, obviously, are going to be light news. Some news are going to be super difficult to hear news. And I feel like as an anchor, as a reporter, you know, and as a radio personality and radio anchor, you have to really be conscious of who's listening. And I feel like sometimes we forget that, you know. We just kind of go along with the flow, like, no. If somebody died and it's something super strong that you're giving the news for, it means somebody's feelings are going to be hurt while you're doing this. So just consider everybody out there that's listening to you, and just be conscious of that, you know, have compassion and everything. And just keep that up all the way through your career, because I don't feel like it's something you should lose ever. And so I would tell that to my young self, because I feel like when you're learning and you're getting things done as you learned, you could make obviously mistakes, you know, in that sense that maybe you didn't take it so seriously and you should have, and you didn't do your best job because of that. So that's just something that I would like to share, because mm-hmm. I feel it's important.
I want to thank my guests, Linda, Sandra, and Julia, for taking the time to join us. And that does it for this episode of On Point. We hope you enjoyed today's topic and feel inspired after hearing the incredible stories of our guests. Remember, March is Women's History Month, and International Women's Day is on March 8th. So be sure to take some time and honor the hardworking women in your life. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next week on Point.
You've been listening to On Point, CSUN's news and public affairs show, produced by CSUN journalism students. Listen to On Point each Sunday at 5:30 a.m. on KCSN. For archives of the program, visit CSUNTVNews.com.